One of the biggest questions about a health exchange is who would run it, the state or federal government. During the campaign, Governor-elect Walker indicated he opposed national health reform. State exchanges containing private insurers are a big part of that. Republican Senator Alberta Darling says the new governor's looking at existing exchanges that aim for more affordable health insurance without big government.
He looks at the Utah model as one model worth considering, and I know other people have said the same.
A special advisory committee is coming up with a bill for lawmakers to consider. In the draft bill are guiding principles, like avoiding a pool of patients who are sickly and costly to insure. Committee member Joe Leon warns if there aren't enough participants, the exchange will fail.
This is going to go down in flames, obviously, if it becomes quote-unquote dumping ground for high-risk people.
Yet to be decided is the potentially contentious issue of how big the Wisconsin Health Exchange Authority should be and who should be on the board. Robert Palmer, CEO for Dean Health Plan, had concerns about exclusion.
If you keep health plans and the insurance industry out of this or down to one representative, you will cause the industry to potentially take itself elsewhere.
The Health Reform Committee will meet again in January. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.